Good evening. This Shabbos is Parshas Va'era and Shabbos Mevarchim HaChodesh Shvat. So Shvat is in the air. The month of Shvat, which contains Tu B'Shvat, which is the month in which the Hamtakas HaDinim takes place. The Midas HaDin switches to Midas HaRachamim Kiyodua, that the first half of Shvat is under the domain of Din, and the second half is Rachamim, as hinted in the Sirur of Shem Havaya of Chodesh Shvat, Hey Yud Vav Hey, first part is backwards, the second part is straight, and starting Tu B'Shvat begins the Yemei Aliyah. Every 2 weeks there's a Yom Tov until Shavuos, as we spoke many, many times. Tu B'Shvat prepares us for Purim, Yishloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, and then before that you have Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then after Purim is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and you have Pesach, and Rosh Chodesh Ir, and Pesach Sheni, and Lag BaOmer, and Shavuos. An entire list, a whole slew of Yomim Tovim, of Yomei Aliyah, from Tu B'Shvat all the way to Shavuos. But that's from Tu B'Shvat. We're only now in the week of Shabbos Mevarchim Shvat. The Divrei Chaim of Sanz and many other tzaddikim would say that when it's already Shabbos Mevarchim Shvat, they would sigh relief, and they would say they feel already the Hamtaka of Chodesh Shvat. They feel the Midas HaDin dissipating. It's no longer as tough as it was. The Tekufa of Teves is coming to an end. According to Beis Shammai, the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And as the Sforim explained, Beis Shammai was sharper, greater, and they were margish already the Ur, beginning Rosh Chodesh Shvat, which was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu began teaching Mishnah Torah. And perhaps there are even those that are zeichet to feel it even before, when it's already Shabbos Mevarchim Shvat. The truth is, those of us on the east coast of the United States, those of us on this part of the globe, have definitely felt the Hamtaka weather-wise this week, compared to last week when it was the Toikif of Midas HaDin, the frost, the dangerous weather, the heavy snow. And this week, it's above freezing. The weather has changed dramatically. The weather has changed, and that's how it is. That's how things are going to happen. Things are going to change dramatically. And from Din, we go to Rachamim. So perhaps it's Kedai already this week to delve on the Hamtaka. Not have to wait. We shouldn't have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. We shouldn't have to wait till the Be'ita, to the Kates. But we should be able to be Mamshech even earlier, Achishena, even before the Kates. So although we're not in the Madrega, how could we even say that we are in the Madrega of the Divrei Chaim and others, but the fact that they said it, the fact that Tzaddikim said that the week of Shabbos Mevarchim, one already experiences, there is a Hamtaka, a sweetening of the Midas HaDin, then clearly that's taking place. And we have to try to feel it, or to know at least that there is such a thing, and that's exactly what we're busy with these days. In the days of Shaivavim, we are being Mamtik Dinim. In the days of Shaivavim, we are transforming the Midas HaDin into Midas HaRachamim. Ra becomes Toiv. And actually, this is really hinted in the first pasuk of the parasha that we read this week, Parashas Va'era, begins with a pasuk that we spoke about many times, so the Mefarshim ask, Rashi tackles it. Vayedaber Elohim el Moshe vayomer elav ani Hashem. What's the pasuk say? Does Moshe need to be introduced to Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu has already been speaking to Hashem. We just read in the previous parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu already spoke to Hashem a number of times. What's the introduction here? Vayedaber Elohim el Moshe vayomer elav ani Havaya, ani Hashem. Also, the pasuk begins with the word vayedaber, which means tough. Diber ho'ish adoinei ha'oretz itanu koshois. Dibur is loshen az, loshen din. Vayedaber is midas hadim. And vayomer is midas harachem, amira loshen raka. As Rashi brings in Baal Oyscha, the difference in Vayedaber and Vayoymer. So we start Vayedaber Elohim, Vayoymer, it switches. We start Vayedaber Elohim, Elohim is Midas Hadin, Mishpat, as Rashi says, Diberitoy Mishpat. And then Vayoymer Elov Ani Yud Kevavke, which Yud Kevavke is mercy, that's the Shem Hashem of Rachamim. As Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayeschan, and Hashem Elohim, Rachum Badin. So what's this pasuk telling us? First of all, why is it necessary for Hashem to reintroduce himself? And why do we start off Vayedaber, Elohim, and then we switch to Vayomer and to Yudkei Vavke? And basically, since this is the first pasuk, the shoyrish of the entire parasha, the parasha, of course, is not called Vayedaber, it's not called Vayomer, then how would this parasha be differentiated from many other parashas? So many other parashas start with Vayedaber, Vayomer. So the parasha is known as Va'era, which is the first word of the second pasuk, unusual, because usually the name of the parasha is already in the first pasuk. Here, the new word is Va'era. And Va'era actually means revelation. Va'era means when I appeared. Va'era without the Nakuda, he says the Balatanya, Schusei Agonalein, who is Yartzeit, is tomorrow night. Chavdala Teve says, you could also read it as if it says, Ve'era, and I will appear, indicating future revelation. So Va'era, revelation, is the name of this parasha, as we'll soon see why. This is a parasha of revelation, unlike the previous parasha. The previous parasha was questionable, that's what we spoke last week. There's the two half-Torahs of Yeshaya and Yirmiyah, because on the surface, Shemois looks like a parasha of Din, of Golus. But in the Pnimius, it's Geula. This week, you don't have to come on to any Pnimius. This week, it's clear that it's Geula. Because this week is the beginning of this is the Aschalt of the Geula. Beginning of the redemption. Starts in Parashas Va'era, the Makkos, the Dal of the Shoiners, Shel Geula. Klal Yisrael are no longer working for the Egyptians. The Shibud Gashmi comes to an end. Botla Avoy, the Me'avoseinu, the Mitzrayim, even before they left. So the beginning of the Geula is here, and Geula is revelation. So the entire parasha is revelation. But the first pasuk, which is the shoyrish of the parasha, means every pasuk in this entire parasha, is Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. In what way? And what does this have to do, of course, with the time that we're in? Because this Shabbos, this week, is always the second week of Shoivavim, because that's the Vav of Shoivavim. Va'era el Avraham el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov, Rashi says, Va'era el Ha'avos. A lot of ink was spilled, the Lashon of the Svarim, to explain this Rashi. Va'era el Ha'avos. What is Rashi coming to tell us? We don't know that the Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the Avos. And many, many answers were given. One of the famous answers given by the Chiddush Harim, others who seem to say the same thing, that Avos means Oivos, wanters. We'll read in next week's parasha, V'loi Ova L'shalechem, or L'loi Ova Hashem Aleikecha L'shmaya El Bilam. Ova means to want. When it comes to the word Ta'ava, Vav and Aves are interchangeable, a want, a desire, not to want, not to desire. V'era El Avraham El Yitzchak V'El Yaakov. A Jew hears about the fact that Hashem revealed himself to the Avos, and he asks, so what? When will I ever be zeichet to revelation? That's something which only the Avos are zeichet to. So Rashi says, El Ha'Avos, the wanters. If you really want, not that you could necessarily be on the Madrega of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but if you really want, you can also experience revelation. There's no Jew who cannot experience revelation. That's what the Chiddush HaRim explained, what Rashi is saying, but Derech Remez, all the other Mefarshei Rashi try to explain it, Al-Pi Pshat, what Rashi's coming to say. What is that remez, which clearly is a very important part of the parish of Va'era el Ha'avos, to the wanters? What does that have to do with this week, with this time that we're in now, known as Shoivavim? Later on in the parasha, we read two psukim in a row that I haven't found so far, at least, any mefarshim that really talk about this. One pasuk says, V'lo yishma aleichem paroi. Paroi will not listen to you. V'nosati es yodi b'mitzrayim. I'm going to place my power, my hand, my power in Mitzrayim, the Makkos. V'hoitzesi es tziv'oisai es ami v'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim b'shvatim gedolim. And I will take out my army, my people, b'nei Yisrael, from the land of Egypt with great punishments on the Egyptians. Clearly, this pasuk is talking about the actual Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we are being referred to here for the first time, as Mefarshim note, as Hashem's army, as tziv'oisai. Baruch Hayim HaKadosh talks about it. Then the next pasuk, V'yadu'u Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, b'netoisi es yodi al Mitzrayim, v'hoitzeisi es b'nei Yisrael mitoicham. And I will take the b'nei Yisrael out from among them. Isn't that redundant? We just said before, Vayitzesi es Tivoisai es Ami b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim b'shvatim gedolim. Why are we saying it again? Vayitzesi es b'nei Yisrael mitaycham. There's no extra letter in the Torah, no extra word in the Torah, certainly no extra phrase, no extra pasuk. Why is the pasuk seemingly talking to us about two yitzios, two going outs? The first, Vayitzesi es Tivoisai, me'eretz Mitzrayim, and the second, Vayitzesi es b'nei Yisrael mitaycham. Now, in this parasha, we read about the seven makos of the ten. And we spoke about once, we're not going to go over there again, why the Torah splits the makos seven and three. But in this week, we have the seven makos, which end with makas borod. And by makas borod, the Torah tells us the reason why Hashem says to Moshe that he should tell Paroi that he's still around. Ve'ulam ba'avur zois he'emaditicha, ba'avur har'oisecha eskoichi, ulema'an saper shemi b'chol ha'aretz. So the Ibn Ezra, the Arachayim HaKadosh, and other Mepharshim make note that, if you notice, at the beginning, Moshe is talking straight to Paroi, that this was, I kept you alive in order to show you my strength. He's talking straight. Then it doesn't say Ulaman Tisaper in order that you should speak my name b'chol ha'aretz, but Ulaman Saper in order that he shall speak, shall praise my name. The Torah switches from you to he. Why? The Zera Shimshon asks this question, and many are learning Zera Shimshon these days. It's supposed to be a segula to learn Zera Shimshon. So let's learn it. Let's see what the Zera Shimshon says on this pasuk. The Zera Shimshon says as follows. He says, Hashem does not want Paroi to praise him. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Vila Rosha Omar Elohim Malacha L'Saper Chukoi V'Atisav Risi Alei Picha V'Atos V'Nesa Musar. Hashem doesn't want to hear praises from a Rosha, from a Goy, from a Rosha in general. Tehilosoi b'kahal chasidim, says the pasuk in Tehillim. We say it every day in Kuf Mem Tes of Tehillim. Hashem only wants to be praised among his chasidim, among his people, among those who serve him. He doesn't need Paroi's praise. So, says the Zera Shimshon, you know why I kept you alive till now? To show you my strength. And in order that he, not you, that he, meaning every Jew, shall tell my praise, Saper Shemi. No, it's not you. Hashem doesn't want Paroi's praise. Because Paroi's a Rasha. What do we learn from that? What exactly, the Zera Shimshon is telling us something here, obviously, and it's shot in this pasuk. And what do we learn from that? What is it negated to us? Us who are Chasidei Hashem, Tehilosai Bekal Chasidim. What do we learn from this? Especially that this pasuk is taught in the midst of Shoivavim. The Haftarah that we read this week, the Svardim and the Ashkenazim unite, and they both read the same Haftarah from Yecheskel, which speaks about Mitzrayim a lot. It's very clear that this Haftarah has to do with the parasha. The Haftarah ends off, Bayoim hahu, atzmiach keren lebeis Yisrael, ulecha etein pischoin peh, b'soicham. V'yodu ki ani Hashem, we know, is very similar to many phrases in this week's parasha. V'yidatem ki ani Hashem, v'yodu ki ani Hashem, v'yodu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. What exactly is pischoin peh? What does this mean? I'm going to give you the opening of a mouth, the ability to speak. What exactly does pischoin peh mean over here? And what's its connection to the time that we're in right now? There's a nusach that many Sfardim say, Ashkenazim could say it also, in the Sfard Sidurim, they have it here, Minag Edus HaMizrach, in the bracha of Tekah B'Shoifa Gadol L'Cheruseinu, where one is supposed to have in mind a shame. One of the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's known as the Shem Ayin Beis. The Shem Ayin Beis, which Rashi quotes in Masechta Sukkah, has 72 phrases. It's based on three psukim and parashas b'shalach, also read during these 6 weeks of Shoivavim, Vayisa, Vayovai, Vayet. And every one of these phrases has three letters. Many Siddurim have it in the back. They have the Chidah, how to say it. You could say it every day, but by not uttering the actual letters, you say phrases that are Rosh HaTevis of these letters. One of those Shemos is Ches Beis Vav, called it's based on a Rosh HaTevis in Iyov. Chayil Bola Vayikienu. And that means, we once spoke about this here, the Tuma, the Sitra Achara, the Yetzahara, the Satan, the Samach Mem, swallows sparks of Kedusha. When we do Averis, when Klal Yisrael sin, and the Havdol, even when Goyim sin, I imagine, sparks of Kedusha are swallowed by the Koiches Hara. That's what gives them sustenance. And then when we do Tshuva, the Sitra Achara expels, vomits, sort of, all those Nitutze Kedusha from itself, and then it falls away. It has no more sustenance. It has nothing to live on. That's what Chayil Bola, it swallows strength, Vayikienu, and then it regurgitates, then it expels. That's the Tikkun of the Yemei HaShoivavim. During the Yemei HaShoivavim, we are Misakein, specifically Chet HaYadua, Pagam HaBris, which causes many Netzutze Kedusha to scatter and disperse. And then when we do Tshuva, and of course that causes the Koiches Hara to gather in these sparks, and that's how they get their sustenance. We are sort of feeding the evil powers. When we do Tshuva, those evil powers expel those sparks of Kedusha, and they die, they fall away. And Hashem accepts our tshuva, we hope, and then we receive a tikkun, a refuah shleima. So in the bracha of tekabe shayfa gadol l'cheruseinu, v'soneis l'kabeitz galuyoseinu, we're supposed to have in mind that Hashem should gather those sparks, those tipois, those drops of zera. As we say in this yihiratzayin here, those who have this nusach, we say yihiratzayin, shekol tipa v'tipa sheyotza mimeni l'vatala, bein b'oynis, bein b'ratzayin, bein b'shoyeg, bein b'mezid. Asay leman shimcha hagadol hayoytze mi pasuk chayil bola vayikienu shetachzirein lemkoyman demkoyim hakodesh, and that's hinted in the bracha mekabetz nitchei amo Yisrael. This siddur, anyone has the avodas Hashem, has it, and that italicizes the letters ches beis vav in the word mekabetz nitchei Yisrael. You skip every three letters, you have beis ches vav, which is chayil bola vayikienu. That's what you're supposed to have in mind, that Hashem should scatter those nitzutzos that Hashem should gather out of those. That's kibbutz nidochim, kibbutz goliyos. Hashem should gather those sparks, bring them back. In other words, they should be elevated back to where they belong. That's called halos hanitzutzos, returning the sparks back to their source. Shayvavim also comes from the root of shiva el hashayresh, returning back to the root. And that's what one is supposed to have in mind in that bracha of Tekabe Shofar Gadol. Nachman Breslover speaks about it, other Svarim speak about it, that Ches Beis Vav is also the Rosh HaTevis, V'sein Chalkeinu B'Soira Secha. Because a person who is Zoicha to be Mesakein himself, especially in this area of Pagam HaBris, Bris HaLosha and Bris HaMo'er, is Zoicha to his Chelek in Torah. Because this Chet blocks. It causes obstacles that don't allow us to concentrate. We lose our power of concentration. We cannot daven. We cannot learn properly. Ki yodua, it's very clear that these chatoyim and people that are molei hirhurim have problems concentrating. So they can't learn. They can't daven properly. In fact, they lose their chius for davening. One of the simonim, as the svarim tell us, about a shoyme bris, is that he has a chius in davening. A person who's a poigame doesn't have a chias, doesn't have an interest in davening, wants to get it over with. He doesn't have an interest to say words to Hashem because he's a poigame bris. He doesn't speak properly himself. His mouth is not being used properly. How could the same mouth that utters words that are nevola or lashon hara rechilos, or a person who is poigame in his re'iyah and in his machshava, how then can he expect to utter words of Kedusha, Torah, and Tefillah? So someone who is a poigame bris basically is mute, beruchnius. He's an elaim. He's a chayresh. He's an elaim. Can't talk. In Mitzrayim, The Dibur was in Golus, so says the Ari HaKadosh. And when we went out of Mitzrayim, we were zeiched to a geula of Dibur. In Mitzrayim, we were onus al pi hadibur, as we mentioned last week. Ochei noida hadavar hadibur. The mouth was in Golus. But as soon as we began working on ourselves, as soon as we began rectifying these chatoyim and working on pegam habris, pegam haloshin specifically, especially as we know that the Medrash says that at the schus of not talking loshin hara, they were redeemed from Mitzrayim. That's a very difficult medrash, because we know that the reason why they were in Golus is because they spoke Lashon Hara. We just read the Rashi last week. Ochein noida hadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu says, now I know why they deserve to be ba'avodas perech in Mitzrayim, because they're not careful about how they talk. They gossip, they slander. Lashon Hara, we all know what Lashon Hara is. And Aschinam, that's the root cause of Golus. Vayove Yosef as dibosam ro el aviyem, onus al pi hadibur. And yet the medrash says, they went out in the schus, sheloi hayoben dilturiya. Well, that's why they were in Golus. Clearly, true, that's why they were in Golus, but they rectified it. That's what they worked on. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu came and told them, you have a year, basically. I don't know if he said exactly a year, but it was a year from when he came, that they went out of Mitzrayim, that the Geula is coming. He meant, get ready, be zeichet to the Geula. So they began working on Shmiras HaLashon. They began learning Chafetz Chaim, like many are doing today. They began perfecting themselves. They began rectifying these chatoyim for which we are in Golus for. These chatoyim that don't allow us to talk, that don't enable us to praise and thank Hashem and daven to Hashem and learn, because we're trapped. In Mitzrayim, they were trapped. They were trapped in the tumah of Mitzrayim, like a baby in its mother's womb. Lokachas loigoi mikerev goi. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the birth of Am Yisrael. At a birth, the baby comes out. The baby is now its own entity. The baby has its own identity. The baby is no longer attached to its mother. The baby's umbilical cord is severed totally, and then the baby is its own person. But in the womb, Ube Yerech Imai, the baby is part of the mother. As the birth process begins, the baby begins to separate from its mother. That's what's happening. The baby is starting to separate. That's Parshas Va'era. Parshas Va'era is the beginning of the birth, the beginning of the Leda, the beginning of the separation of Am Yisrael from the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Chayil Bola Vayikienu. What is happening now is that Mitzrayim is expelling Am Yisrael from its midst. Am Yisrael are being born now. The baby is coming out. And it takes 9 months. Pregnancy is 9 months. And then, of course, that birth has stages of birth. Yeah. There's Psichas HaKever. The Gemara says, Ein Psichas HaKever Beloi Dam. That's Dam Mila, Dam Pesach. The stages in Leda. Every Makkah brought about a further separation of between Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Noguf Virofu, the Makkos served a dual purpose. Every Makkah was a plague, it was a punishment, but at the same time, it was a refuah for Klal Yisrael. Noguf Virofu. It was din for Mitzrayim, it was rachamim for us. At the same time that the Mitzrayim were being subjected to din, Shvatim Gedoilim, in the Toysias Yodi al Mitzrayim, Vinosati es Yodi bim Mitzrayim, Yad Mamish Lahakois Bohem, punishment after punishment, humbling of the Tumah of Mitzrayim, punishing them for what they did to us for 210 years, for 116, which was the actual Shebut, or 86, different opinions. At the same time, Klal Yisrael was experiencing healing. We were being healed. And we were getting more and more, we were getting healthier and healthier from Makkah to Makkah. And each Makkah brought about a furtherance of a separation between us and them. According to the Medrash, it was the first Makkah already. By Dam, right away, there was a separation. Klal Yisrael had water, the Egyptians did not. The Medrash says that during Makkah's Dam, the Jews became rich, because the Egyptians had no water, so they bought water from the Jews. Clearly, we were no longer slaves. Slaves don't have to sell things to their masters, so we're no longer avodim. Obviously, the cheres has begun. Bot la avoda. according to the Medrash, Al Pi Pshat, the way Rashi and Ibn Ezra learned, the actual separation didn't start till Makas Oroiv, where it says V'hiflesi, as we spoke about last year. So the first three Makas are by Klal Yisrael too. But even if that's true, and I'm sure it's true, everything in Torah is true, but Beruchni is clearly every Makkah brought about a refuah. Every Makkah elevated Klal Yisrael and separated them more and more until eventually we totally separated from Mitzrayim by Makkas Bechayrais, and then Bnei Bechayri Yisrael, and then we went out of Mitzrayim, and then we were able to sing and praise and thank Hashem because the Dibur was no longer in Golas. Az Yashir Moshe, Pesach, Pesach, as the Arizal says, the mouth that talks. We can talk now. We can praise Hashem now. Not just because we have what to praise Him for, but because our mouths have been sanctified. We have now been mesakeing ourselves with Kedushas HaDibur, with Shmiras HaBris. In fact, Rashi at the beginning by Makas Dam actually uses the word refuah. Rashi says, V'nilu Mitzrayim lishtois mayim in hayar. The Egyptians were exhausted. They exhausted all their efforts to find water. Al Pipshat, they found water in the well water, that they had to dig very deep, and they had well water. It doesn't say that all the water was blood, only the Nile River water, because it was trying to punish the idol, to show that the Nile River is not a deity, it's not an idol, so all the Nile River water turned into blood. Doesn't mean that the well water turned into blood. Al Pipshat, they were able to dig, they found it in the well water, but it took them a lot of effort, a lot of work. Midah keneged midah, all the work they made the Jews do all these years. So there Rashi says, V'nilu Mitzrayim levakesh refuah lemei hayor. That's not a word that you would expect to use when you're talking about water. A remedy, a refuah, a healing, a prescription, a remedy for the water, there could have been a different word. The word refuah l'chari doesn't really fit here well. We understand what it means, but the word refuah, also Rashi is being meramis to us. For the Egyptians, there's no refuah. They were looking for a refuah. They're not experiencing refuah here. They are experiencing punishment. We are experiencing refuah, not them. Whatever you see that happened by the Mitzrayim, the exact opposite is happening by Klal Yisrael. Whatever the Mitzrayim are losing, we're gaining. When the Mitzrayim are being punished and being pushed down, we're being elevated up. And we're being healed. And that healing grows and grows until you have the refuah shalema. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Pei Vav, G'dayla tshuva shemeviya refuah le'olam. Tshuva brings the refuah. That's why right after we ask Hashem to forgive us, we have after Re'enu, you have refa'enu. So there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Ulevava Yovin Vishov Virafalai. The Gemara quotes the pasuk, Shuvu Banim Shoivavim, the time we're in now, Shoivavim. Ki Erpa Mishuvai Seichem, I will heal all your iniquities. Shoivavim are those wayward individuals, people that are off the track, people that have done Averis. And more than that, Rashi tells us in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Zayin Amid Beis, a Masechta that's going to begin soon in the Daf Yomi cycle. Daf Yomi is finishing Masechta Shavuos shortly, and they're starting Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Zarah, Daf Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara quotes this pasuk, Shuvu Banim Shoivavim, there Rashi says, Shoivavim are those who sin b'mezid. They sin intentionally. We're not talking about inadvertent. This is not Shoigei or Onus. A shayvev is someone who's amazed. Maybe even he did it lahachis. He did it to rebel. Or certainly he knew you're not allowed to do it, he did it anyway. Which is tremendous chizik for us. Because that means a person shouldn't say, but I did these averis b'mezid. I knew you weren't allowed to, but I did it anyway. You could still do tshuva. Shuvu banim shayvav. And the Torah doesn't say shuvu banim shaygigim. The Torah says, yes, I know you were a shayvev. I know you did it on purpose. I know you knew what you were doing. You could still do tshuva during these 6 weeks. Utilize the opportunity. It doesn't matter if you're a shayvev. Shayvev, begamatria keri. Shuvu banim shayvavim, even if it's bemezit. The emes, in this parasha, we find a very difficult concept, and this is also tremendous chizik for us, where the pasuk says, v'ani akshe es leif paroi. I am going to harden paroi's heart. The obvious question, how can Hashem do that? You're taking away his bechira. He has free choice. No, he has no free choice anymore. He cannot do tshuva anymore. I'm going to harden his heart, and I'm going to punish him. That's not fair, right? So Rashi right away tells us here, he was such a rasha paroi, and he was so rebellious,
And Hashem knew that Goyim don't really do tshuva anyway properly. So Hashem took away his bechira. He doesn't deserve to do tshuva. He can't do tshuva anymore. That's it. He had his chance. He was given his chance. As Rashi, in fact, tells us at the end here, that at the first five makas, Hashem didn't harden his heart. He hardened his own heart. It was first after makah number six that Hashem, by makah six, Hashem hardens his heart. That means Hashem gave him plenty of chances. But once the time is up, you didn't do tshuva, that's if you can't do tshuva anymore. His bechira was taken away. That means for Mitzrayim, there's no tshuva. But as we said before, whatever happens to Mitzrayim, the opposite happens to us. That means for a Yid, even a Yid, who was Maksha Liboy, even a Yid who was amazed, even a Yid who was almost like Paro himself, who was warned time and again, and he still doesn't tshuva, and he still doesn't do tshuva. Do you think that there's no hope for a Jew like that? For Paro, there's no hope. But for a Yid, there is. And that's why this is so told to us right now in the midst of Shoivivim. Va'ani aksha es leiv paroi, oisiyas pera. Paroi is the epitome of tumma. Paroi is the roish of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is ervas ha'oretz. For him, there's no tshuva anymore. For Mitzrayim, there's no tshuva. But for you, for Am Yisrael, no matter what you did, no matter how you did it, and even if you were as stubborn as he was, ein l'chadova ha'oimed b'fnei ha'tshuva, you could still do tshuva. Tremendous chizuk, especially during these weeks. The Gemara says in Chagigadach Tesvav, the famous Gemara, where the Gemara quotes again this pasuk, Shuvu bonim shoivavim, chutz me'acher. Elisha ben Avuya, that was the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir, we all know was a Talmud Chacham Muflug. If he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir, you could imagine, and Tosfos over there brings down, that Rabbi Meir was able to be mesaken him. Eventually he has Olam Haba, the chutz of his Torah, even though he had to go to Gehenim. But the Baskol said, everyone can do tshuva except for Acher. So all the Mefarshim asked, so what do you want from Acher? Acher, in fact, said that. I heard the Baskel. I'm excluded. I can't do tshuva. So the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that he wasn't supposed to listen to that Baskel. Torah loy b'shamayim, anyway. He should have said, the Gemara says, kol nasha balabayis oimer lecha asei chutz mitzei. Whatever the balabayis tells you do except go out. Whatever Hashem tells you to do, you listen. When Hashem says, go out, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore, then you don't listen. Then you bang the door down. Then you cry out. You do tshuva. You show Hashem, I don't want to be distant from you. Even though you told me that you threw me out, I want to come back. That's the only time you don't have to listen to Hashem. It's chutz mitzei. So just because the Baskol said chutz me'acher, that was no excuse. Acher should have understood that it was a test. And that's what it was. It was a test to see if he'll be doichek es hashor. He'll push his way in anyway, and he'll try to do tshuva, like Menashe was zeicher to do tshuva, even if what he did, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was choyser loy chatira mitachas kisei HaKovid. Meaning, no excuses. No one could say, well, I can't, because, you know, I was such a sinful person. I did so many averas in my life. Yoda inish benavshe, lev yoydei amoras navshe. Everyone knows, ein tzadik b'oras hashi yaseh toiv lo yechta. Especially in this area. They don't tzaddikim in this area. Ain't tzaddik b'aretz hashi yaseh toiv lo yechta. Doesn't matter. You could still do tshuva. You could be misakin yourself and you're choviv l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'koydem hachet. That's the power of tshuva. That's what tshuva brings to refuah, to a total healing, as if there never was a sickness in the first place. Chet is a sickness. A chayte is a chayle, chayle nefesh. In Mitzrayim they were sick. In Mitzrayim, they were chayloim. They were chaylim. They were poigmim. They were trapped inside the tumah of Mitzrayim. So part of the process, what was happening over here, during the makas, each makkah knocked down the Mitzrayim, and another part of Am Yisrael, or another chaylik, is being expelled. And we're experiencing a refuah. The disease is dying. The bacteria are being killed out. The germs are being killed. And then the body is healthier and healthier and healthier. We're coming out healthy from the tumah. Chayil bolav ayikiyana. We're being expelled from the tumah. And that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing during this time of year, during the weeks of Shoivavim. We have to get out, expel ourselves from, get ourselves out of the tumah that has trapped us, the tumah of Mitzrayim. So this perhaps basically answers a lot of the questions that we began tonight, number one, the first pasuk. Vayedaber Elokim el Moshe vayomer elav ani Hashem. This entire parasha, this entire time period, is turnaround. It's to be mahapech the din terachamim. So as mentioned before, the Likutei Maharan, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov said that Chayil Bolav Ayikienu is Rosh HaTevis for Sein Chalkeinu B'Soir HaSecha. He adds another thing, that Chayil Bolav Ayikienu is Rosh HaTevis Choyv, Chesvov Beis. These three letters are one of the Shemois of the Shem Ayin Beis. But these three letters have various acronyms, and they're meramis to many different things. A person who's a sinner is a Baal Choyv. Choyv, Chesvov Beis. Choyv means din. As we mentioned a few weeks ago, in Parashas Lech Lecha, it says, Avraham Avinu ran until dawn, and then the Pasuk says right afterwards, he went to a place called Choyva. Vayir defame at Choyva, and there Rashi tells us, Choyva is done. Don kairei Choyva. Don was the sinners from Sheva. Don, Teves is done. They're Baalei Choyv. A person does an Aveira, he's a Baal Choyv. He owes Hashem tshuva. He's Chayiv. A person does an Aveira, we say he's Chayiv. So the Shoirish is Choyv. He's a Baal Choyv. But if he does tshuva, and he's Zoichet a Chayil Bolav Ayikienu, V'sein Chelkeinu B'Soira Secha, he will receive his portion in Torah. He'll be able to praise Hashem again. He'll be able to learn. Because otherwise, V'la Rosh Omer Alekim Malach Alasaper Chukai, V'tisa Brisi Aleficha. You have a right to utter words of Torah and to daven to me if you're a Pogam Bris, if you're a Baal Choyv. So, Vayedaber El Vakim El Moshe, Vayomer El Avani Hashem. What's the Tzav Hashoah? What is required of us during this time period? To turn around the Midas Hadin, Chayiv, to Potter. Chayiv, Chayiva, to Schus. Din, to Rachamim. Vayedaber, to Vayomer, El Vakim, to Yud Kei Vavke. Every part of the Parshas is that. Because every Makkah is doing that. Every Makkah is Vayedaber El Vakim, it's Din, to Mitzrayim. It's Vayomer Yud Kei Vavke to Klal Yisrael. It's din to the Rishoyim, and it's Amira Lashon Raka. It's Refua to Klal Yisrael. We are experiencing a healing. We're being healed. G'day L'tshuva Shemaviya Refua La'olam. And anyone who wants can do this. So many. You hear so many stories of teenagers. Not only teenagers. Adults. This is for everyone. Nothing to do with teenagers. We're all teenagers. That fall into yiyush. I can't. I'm not going to be able to do tshuva. I sin so much. I'll never be able to do tshuva, especially in our time. Va'era el ha'avais, says Rashi. You could be like Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Avais means want. The lo'i ava. All you have to do is want. Ein lecha dover ha'oimed b'fnei ha'rotzoin. Whether there is such a ma'amar chazal or not, many say there's no such ma'amar chazal, but there is truth to it. You have to want. Yehi rotzoin. There should be a rotzoin. We have to want to get better. Even if we don't fully accomplish. It's not going to happen overnight. But that's what we have to want to be mesaken ourselves. That's what Hashem, all Hashem wants is that we want. V'era el ha'ovlis. I will appear, Hashem says, to the wanters. That's negeya now. That's like this remez, this is what this Kedushi Harim says. That Rashi is telling us that anyone who wants can experience revelation. And a chayte is in a state of concealment. A Baal Tshuva is zeichet to revelation, to light. Someone who sins, especially in this area, is melancholy, is depressed. We know that this leads to depression, which today that's sort of the chet hador. So many people depressed today, so many people on pills, so many people going to therapists, to psychologists, to psychiatrists. With all the technology and with all the comforts that we have today, people are more depressed than they ever were. And a lot of it has to do with this pagam. Pagam HaBris leads to atzvus. Shmiras HaBris leads to simcha. The Pasuk says, simchu tzadikim b'Hashem. Who can rejoice? Tzadikim. And tzadikim are those who are shomrei bris. A tzadik, says the Zohar, is only man that not here bris. Simchu tzadikim b'Hashem. I saw last week in Rav Biederman's pamphlet, he says, it seems like he says it from himself, he doesn't say where he saw this, that shoivev, which is the root of shoivevim, is Rosh HaTevis. Smeichim b'tzeisom v'sosim b'voyam. What we say in Kehil Adlein on Shabbos. Because if you mesakein yourself during the Yemei HaShoivim, you will experience simcha. Sosim b'tzeisom, smeichim b'tzeisom v'sosim b'voyam. He also says that Shoivim is Rosh HaTevis. Shefa brocha v'hatzlocha b'chol nasa yodeinu. Because being mesakein yourself in the Yemei HaShoivim will bring shefa brocha v'hatzlocha b'chol nasa yodeinu. Because we know this chet, it refrains, it holds back the shefa. It's an obstacle for the parnosa, those who are nichshel in this chet, lack parnasa ki yadua. And someone who's a shayim bebris is zeichet to parnasa. Like Yosef was the mashbir. Yosef is midas hayisoid. So someone who's careful with midas hayisoid is zeichet to shefa of parnasa. And perhaps that's why these two psukim that we asked before that seem to be redundant, they're not redundant at all. The first pasuk is talking about the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Pari's not going to listen to you. I'm going to punish Mitzrayim. And then the Haitseisias Tzivoisai, we become an army on our way out of Mitzrayim. We're an army, as we read next week, Yotzu called Tzivois Hashem, a huge multitude of troops leaving Mitzrayim, we're Hashem's army. So this pasuk, Haitseisias Tzivoisai, as Amivene Yisrael, may Eretz Mitzrayim, talking geographically about leaving Mitzrayim, is the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim, the physical Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we actually went out of the land of Egypt on our way to receive the Torah. The next pasuk is telling us that there was another Yetzia. V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem b'netoisias yodi al Mitzrayim, v'haitseisias b'nei Yisrael mitoicham. This is the Yetzias Mitzrayim that's going on in Mitzrayim itself, where Mitzrayim is expelling us. The Geula starts in Golus. L'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor b'moish v'isam was during our stay in Mitzrayim. There was already light. La'yhudim ha'yisa oiru. Before we went out of Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was taking place in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, we were being expelled from Mitzrayim. The Tumah of Mitzrayim was vomiting us out, as we said before. Every Makkah brought us to another level of Kedusha. The Kedusha Arim, the Sfas Hemes, the Imre Hemes, all the Svarim of Ger tell us that the Eser Makkahs are Keneged, the Eser Sfirois, which are Keneged, the Eser Amorois, which are Keneged, the Eser Hadibrois. The Eser Makkahs was the transition between the Eser Amorois, Shebohem Nivra Ha'olam, and the Eser Hadibrois. Every Makkah, therefore, elevated and transformed one of the 10 spheroids, one of the Eser Koichais HaNefesh. The person is comprised of 10 powers of the soul, Kebevur and Sifrei Chassidus, and in all Svarim that deal with this. Nefesh HaChaim, I believe, also talks about this, that there are the 7 emotions, the 7 powers, the seven midos shebelev, which this week's parasha speaks about that, the 7 makos, and then there are the 3 powers of the intellect, chabad or kachab, chokma bina das, daya bina haskel, whatever your nusach is, the 3 powers of the mind, the gimel moichim. So altogether there are 10, and there's 3 and 7. That's why the parasha splits the makos 7 and 3, like many other. Like many other groups of 10 we find in Chumash and other places at 7 and 3. Kemavur, we spoke about this once by Riches. So there are Eser Kaychais HaNefesh, 10 powers of the soul. Klal Yisrael had to be cleansed. Mitzrayim is called the Kur HaBarzel, sort of like Gehenim that cleanses us and prepares us for Gan Eden, for Olam Haba. So the 10 Makkos were the cleansing of Klal Yisrael. At the same time that the Egyptians were being punished, the Tumah of Mitzrayim was being humbled. It was going down. We were going up. So the Haitseisias B'nai Yisrael mitoicham, from their midst. This is not talking about the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim now, the actual leaving of Egypt, the actual Exodus. That was in the pasuk before. Here we're talking about the fact that Hashem took us out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim, the Chayil Balav Ayikienu, which is the phrase that one was supposed to have in mind in Tekah B'Shefa Gadol. That's what's taking place in this parasha. And every Makkah is a furtherance of this. Every Makkah we go further and further, higher and higher, we become more and more elevated, and we experience greater levels of refuah and tikkun until we come all the way to at the end of this parasha, at least, to Makkah's Borod. By the time we come to Makkah's Borod, we have elevated, we have cleansed, we have healed the 7 emotions. Now we can praise Hashem already. We could start praising Hashem. That's why the Zerah Shimshon tells us on this pasuk, and this is the remez over here. Ve'ulam ba'avur zois he'em adaticha ba'avur ha'roischa es koichi ulama'an sapher. I don't want you to speak my praise. Parai is the epitome of pegam ha'bris. Parai doesn't do tshuva. He can't do tshuva. Parai is para. There's a sefer called Chaimas Ariel from Rabbi Arya Leibish of Lansut. So he says that Mitzrayim was the source for the klipa of atzfus. That's depression, melancholy. That's why he says Paroi is the same letters as He'ofer. The of the four components that we are created from, the four components that the human body is made out of, one of it is earth. Earth, which just is standing still, it doesn't move, it just lies there. He says that's where laziness and depression comes from. Ofer. Gaiva comes from Ruach. Taiva comes from either Esh or Mayim. Different midos, ro'os, and certain our attraction to Ra, and certain desires that we have, and some of the body makeup and the emotions have to do with these four components. So Ofer, which is the main component of the human body, Ofer Atav Yel Ofer Toshuv, Hashem created Adam Min Ho Adama from the Ofer. That's where Atzfus comes from, says the Chaimas Ariel, that Paroi is Oisiois He'ofer. Therefore, Paroi is Ofer. Mitzrayim is the place of Atzfus. They weren't only known for that. Mitzrayim is known for a lot of things too. But since Mitzrayim is Ervas Ha'oritz, and Mitzrayim is the epitome of Pagam HaBris leads to Atzfus. So they're depressed. So Klal Yisrael, while living in Mitzrayim, are also depressed, because we were influenced by our surroundings. So we're going out of Mitzrayim now. We're leaving the klipa of Atzfus. And now we're becoming joyous. When someone is happy, he wants to sing. When you're depressed, you're quiet. You don't talk. Your mouth is closed. In Mitzrayim, we couldn't speak. Moshe Rabbeinu even says, V'ani aral sfasoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about, because since he represents the entire Klal Yisrael, they can't talk, I can't talk. But the Dibur is in Golus, as mentioned before. We haven't yet rectified the Pekam HaLoshen, or Chenoi Dahadover. But now, after being misakin ourselves, now we can talk. Now we can sing. Now we're happy. Now our mouths have been elevated, have been sanctified. We have been misakin the Pekam. So that's why this Laman Saper Shemi Bechol Ha'aretz, which this pasuk teaches us, that Tehilosai is only Bekal Chasidim. Because Vila Rosha Omar Elohim Malachal the Saper Chukai, Hashem doesn't want Paroi to praise him. But Hashem wants us to praise him. He can't praise. We could, like before. He can't do tshuva. We could. He, Mitzrayim, is being punished. They're being humbled. They're being brought down. We are being elevated. We're being healed. We're being born. This Parshas Va'era is the Parsha of His Galus, as we said before. This is the Parsha of Revelation, the Aschalta de Geula, the beginning of the Leda of Am Yisrael, which the Navi Yecheskel says that Yitzias Mitzrayim is compared to the birth. It's the birth. It's the independence of Am Yisrael, the true independence of Am Yisrael when we left Mitzrayim. Zman Cheirusein, we're no longer Avodim. We're no longer enslaved to our desires. We're no longer Poigmim, we're no longer Poigme Bris, for Eskar as Berisi. But now, we are Shoimrei Bris. Chodesh Shvat is coming. Shvat is the Chodesh in which the Din turns to Rachamim, beginning Tu B'Shvat. According to Beisham, I already was Chodesh Shvat. According to the Divrei Chaim and the Tzaddikim that said that we already hear it, we already feel the Hamtaka of the week prior when it's already Shabbos Mevarchem Shvat, which means this week already a Yid can experience total transformation from Din to Rachamim. In previous years, we said that this pasuk is a hint to the upcoming month of Shvat, that the first half of Shvat is Vayedaber Elohim El Moshe, Homer Yemirenu. The second half is Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem, till Tu B'Shvat, under the domain of Teves, Ki Yadua, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Teves, till Chatzi Shvat, is Din, like Tammuz, till Chatzi Ov. And the second half is Rachamim, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. But perhaps we could add tonight that the first Pasuk is hinting to us, because this Shabbos, usually, is Shabbos Mevorchem Chodesh Shvat. Sometimes it's actually Rosh Chodesh Shvat. This year it's Shabbos Mevarchim Shvat. So the first pasuk is hinting to us that already now Shabbos Mevarchim Shvat. Shvat didn't even start yet, but we are benching the new month. So this Shabbos has in it the koyach of the entire Chodesh, including Tu B'Shvat, which is the Hachana to Purim, which means including Purim. That Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. We can be mahapech, the din turns into rachamim. And that's the whole purpose. To be mahapech ourselves, when a person sins, he's under the domain of din. When a person sins, especially in this area, he's ma'ira dinim on himself. Even though, as Reb Tzadik writes in Takanas Hashavim, that Be'emes Alpi Din, this chet is not as severe as other chatoim, where the Torah tells you what the punishments are, Misa, Skila, whatever the Misas are, Malkas. Even, but Beruchnius, this chet has more pagam than any other chet, Ki Yodua, which the Takanas Hashavim, it's Kedai to learn, it gives a lot of chizik, talks about. But one thing for sure, it's Me'oira Dinam on a person. So like a person who's a chayte, to him, it's Vayadabra Elokim El Moshe. But if he does tshuva, especially now in Shoivavim, Vayomer Elavani Hashem, he's zaychot him in a hapech, Vayadabra to Vayomer Elohim to Yudke Vavke. Shoivav becomes Smeichim B'tzeisav V'sosim B'voyom, and Shoivim becomes Shefa B'rocha V'atzlocha B'chol Masa Yodeinu. Simchu Tzadikim B'Hashem. Paroi, which Paroi, as we said before, is the Oisius He'ofor. And Paroi also comes from the Shoirish, interesting, also read in this time of year, we read it last week. Lama Paroi says, Tafriu es ha'om mima'asov. The Torah is very poetic. A lot of times the Torah uses words that you only find in certain places. And of course, Shmois, which is the parasha that talks to us about the Gzeiris of Paroi, the Torah uses the word with the same Shoirish as Paroi. That Paroi, Melech Mitzrayim, it says to Moshe and Aaron, why Tafriu? Do you try to be mevatel? You are trying to, what be the best word in English? Tevatlun, uncle says here. Tavdilu v'tarchiku oisam mimelachtechem. You are distancing them from their malach. I have a job for them to do, and you're giving them false hope, and you are taking them away, you're being mevatel them from what they should be doing. So tafriu, which Rashi quotes here, a number of other words, psukim with the same, shayresh, kifaruahu, atifru'u. He says that the word tafriu, peiresh ayim, means nirchak v'nissa, something distant, something repulsed. It's a word that's associated with negativity. Clearly it's a word associated with negativity. Paroi is osius pera, paroi is the rosha, tafriu, which that's what this chet does. This chet is mafriya a person. It confuses the person. It's mevatel the person. It's marking, it distances him from Hashem. So as a Jew has to be mehapech this word. What's very interesting, thinking this on the way here tonight, that we know that there are two main parts to bris milah. And of course, bris milah is the physical part of shmiras habris. The first part is the mila, the actual cutting away of the ra, the araltem, the chituch of the orla. The second part is called priya, same shayrish as parai, the same shayrish as kifaruahu, lomat hafriu es omima asav. Interesting that we're talking about bris mila here, using such a word that is associated with pagam habris, parai, para, tafriu es omima asav. Kifaruahu, kifaroi aharoi. These are all words associated with chet, with richuk, with tiuv. That's the chelik of the mitzvah of bris milah, known as the giloi ha'atorah, the revelation of the crown. The second part of the bris, which the Mishnah says in Shabbos, mol v'loi pora ki'ilu loi mol. So it's a very important component of the mitzvah of the bris milah. And it's the part that's called revelation. The first is the cutting away. The second part, the priya, because faruahu also means revealed, exposed. It's exposing the corona. That's what this is. Giloi ha'atorah. Rashi says in Parashas Kisisa by the Chet Ha'egel that Vayar Moshe es ha'om ki faruahu ki firo'oi aharoin. So Rashi over there says parua means megula, exposed, revealed, like the Chet has been revealed. Really, it's associated with negativity. But Be'emes, Bepnimius, it means revelation. Porua means exposed, which is revelation. Vo'era, the same word, when Mahapech, Paroi, Forua, Pera, Ha'oiref, the Svarim tell us, Balatanya, also the Bala Yilula of this week, says Paroi is Oisius Ha'oiref, which means the back of the neck, which is the side associated with Ra. Amkshe Oiref, He'ofar, which is Atzvas. But yet the word Paroi, Priya, is the second component of Bris Milah, which means revelation, Giloy HaTorah. Va'era, revelation. That's what happens when you do tshuva. When a person does tshuva, zedoinois nasu loy zechuyos, especially if he does tshuva me'ava, that his averis become mitzvahs. The very same word that expresses ra, the very same word that is associated with pegama bris, with ervas ha'aretz, with pera, with ha'oref, ha'ofer, and all that is associated with chet, especially this chet, becomes priya, which is gilui, which is revelation. The word piroin means to pay up a chayv, talking about a chayv, to pay up the chayv, piroin ha-chayv. That's the lashon of Chazal, or hanifra lanu mitzareinu, who exacts punishment from our enemies. Peronius means punishment. So most of these words are associated with negativity. But the emesis, as we said before, a bal chait, someone who's a poigem, is a bal choiv. So what happens when he pays up the choiv? What happens when he does tshuva? So he pays what he owes. He's not a bal choiv anymore. That's called piroin. Nifroin mimenu. On the one hand, it can mean punishment, but on the other hand, it means when a person pays up what he owes, he's free. So it's the same word again. The word parua, paroi, he'ofar, he'oiref, is revelation. It's relief. In this case, it's relief, because when a person pays up his chayv, chayv rashatev is chayil balav ayikienu, he's no longer a bal chayv, he's a bal schus, he's a bal tshuva, he experiences refua shalema. Then he's zaychet to pischayin peh. That's what the Haftarah tells us at the end, and we ask, what's this? Bayoim hahu atzmiach keren, leveis Yisrael, ulochoy atein, pischayin peh besoicham. The opening of the mouth. Many times pischayin peh is used as excuse. He has a pischayin peh. He has an excuse. Here, pischayin peh means he can open his mouth now. Now he can open his mouth. He has rectified himself. He has been mesakein pegam haloshin, bris haloshin, bris hamor, peh is begematria mila. They go together. Bris haloshin is mechuvet keneged bris hamor. Mila not only means circumcision. Mila means a word. Mila means word. You could talk now. You could utter words. Malach alasaper chukai. You're not a Russia anymore. Vila Russia amalachoy lehim malach alasaper chukai. Laman saper shemi. We don't want Pari to talk. That's right. He can't. He's para. His mouth is doomed. He can't do tshuva anymore. But a yid, no matter what he did, a yid is a chelik alakami ma. We are part of Hashem. We are Hashem's army. As tzivaisai as ami b'nei Israel. We can experience revelation. We can be zeichet to pischein peh. Pischein peh, amazingly, is begamatria chaydeh shvat. The month of Shvat is coming. We already hear, we already feel the hamtokas hadinim of Shvat. We feel it in the weather, literally. A person walks out now, it's a machaya, there's relief. It's not like it was. A few days ago, it was almost impossible to walk outside. You could walk outside with your coat open now. There's relief. The temperature went above freezing. Everything is b'hashgacha pratis. Perhaps Hashem is telling us that the hamtaka can be this week already. You don't have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. Like Shalom Mordechai didn't have to wait till 27 years. He was released earlier. He experienced achishena. He didn't have to wait till Be'ita. Because of the schusim of, the, of his betochen and all the tefillos of Klal Yisrael and the achdus of Klal Yisrael. Which we can do the same thing now. We can also calm down the Midas Hadin. Anyone paying attention to the news? What's going on in Iran now, where it seems like, or could happen, we don't know, that whole country might be revolutionized. If that happens, if that country falls, due to all the demonstrations that are going on there, and they topple the government, who knows, maybe all the Midas Hadin and all the terrible the things that we read about in the Midrashim that we mentioned here many times, what Melech Paras is going to do, Yachriv es ha'olam, perhaps Hashem has wiped it away. The achdus of Klal Yisrael was so great in recent weeks. Who knows what that accomplished? Who knows what kind of hamtokas hadinim? I'm not saying this because I know what I'm talking about, but just saying maybe you feel a little bit of a hargosha. I heard this in a shiur recently by an Adam Godel, who said that perhaps what we're seeing in Iran, which is an incredible thing, that the country is sort of self-destructing, similar to what's going on, what went on in Russia when the communism collapsed without a single bullet fired. Could be a hamtaka, perhaps, that we won't have to go through the terrible disasters that could happen if that medrash is kipshutai with poras. Who knows? Halavai. So we can experience hamtaka even before Shvat starts. which Hashvat is the month in which Tam Taka takes place, Tu B'Shvat, Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. We already now experience it. Pischein Peh, B'Gematria Chayde Shvat. So Parshas Va'era is the Haschal, the Haschalta de Geula. The Haschalta de Geula took place in Mitzrayim, while they were still in Egypt, and they weren't allowed to go out yet. And it was still Golos, really, but it was also the Haschalta de Geula. They were no longer enslaved. They experienced a freedom, like today, let's say, for example, we have a freedom in this country. There's a democracy here. Jews also are free to serve Hashem as they please here in this country that we live. We're not enslaved. But unfortunately, we're enslaved beruchnius. So there are certain times, ha'orais, certain hashpois that Hashem sends, even bizman ha'golos, to hint to us, to wake up, to be ma'orir us, to get out of Mitzrayim, to get out of America. The tumah of America should be taken out of us. We shouldn't be so embedded in the tumah of America, like then was the tumah of Mitzrayim. So it's very difficult in our time for a year to be Isaac and Tikkun Shoivav, because wherever we go, we're surrounded by that which causes these pogromim. That's good for the Nesayin of our generation. The Nesayin of our generation is very, very difficult now for a person to really, truly, totally be misakin himself. Nevertheless, all Hashem wants to see is that we have the Ratzon, Va'era El Ha'avos, and we'd be surprised how much can be accomplished by wanting, at least trying, even one refraining, one not looking, or one controlling, not talking, what that could accomplish. A person shouldn't say, it was only one time, it wasn't worth anything. Every little push away of the Yetzirah, the Olam Yargazadim Yetzirah, the Yetzirah, every little try at least to work on ourselves in this Midah, in this Tikkun during this time has tremendous chashivas. Lamayla, because Hashem knows how difficult it is. Hashem knows how small we are. Hashem knows how low this generation is. And Hashem put us here purposely. Obviously, we were put here for a purpose. We were put here that despite all the trials and tribulations and all the nisyonos, we can, if we want, elevate ourselves and not be affected. If we really want, we can do it. May we be zaychetaka to be misakin ourselves during this time. And be zaychet to va'era. Va'era is begamatria Pinchas. Pinchas is mentioned for the first time in this week's parasha. Pinchas Ze Eliyahu. So this parasha introduces us to Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, of course, is the one who is Mevaser, Besayrois, Toivois, Yeshuais, Venechamois, Shavat is Rosh Hatevis, Shmuais, Besayrois, Toivois. Shavat is the month of Osher. Osher is who Serach Bas Osher comes from. Serach Bas Osher, who was the one that was Mevaser, the good news to Yaakov Avinu, that Oid Yosef Chai, that Klal Yisrael are alive, that Klal Yisrael are Shoimrei Bris, Shvat is Rosh Hatevis, Shmiras Taharas Bris, as we mentioned last week, Shomreim Borchim Taharim, and it's already Shabbos Mevorchim Shvat. Vo'era is Begematria, 8 times the Shem Havaya, because Vo'era means revelation. Vo'era is the revelation not only of Mitzrayim, but Vo'era is also the revelation that we're going to experience now. Vi'era, as the Baal HaTanya says, Vo'era Begematria, 8 times the Shem Havaya, because that's the Bechina of La'asid Lavoi. We will be Zeichet to the Bechina of Shmini, which is Pinchas Eliyahu. May we all be Zeichet to see in our time, because Kimei Tseischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I read on the floys. The Geula that we will experience very soon is framed, it's going to be the same way as it was then. The way we left Mitzrayim, and on a much higher level, that's how we're going to be going out of our Golus as well. Just like then, they experienced the Geula while they were still in Golus, and they got out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim, so too may we also be Zeichet to that, and very shortly be in Eretz Yisrael, where we will be Zeichet to our Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias America, Yetzias the entire globe. We'll go out of every part of the world back to Yerushalayim, Yerach Kodesh. Because Yerushalayim is the Mokayim of Rachamim. The Yerushalayim Ircha Berachamim Toshuv. Yerushalayim is the city of mercy, unlike Mitzrayim, which is the Mokayim of Din. So we left the Mokayim of Din to go to Yerushalayim, which is the Mokayim of Rachamim, Yerushalayim, Yerushamayim. That's why at the end of the parasha, we'll just end with this. By Borod, it says, Yodati ki terem tiru un Elohim. You don't fear Hashem yet. I know you don't fear Hashem yet, which means that Klal Yisrael did fear Hashem, because whatever the Egyptians couldn't do, we did. So we were zeichet to develop our Yirah Shemayim when we came to the seventh Makkah. The seventh Makkah known as Barad, which Barad Ki Yadua, it stopped in mid-air, and it will finish in Yerushalayim by Melchemes Gog Umagog. May we all be zeichet that it should be b'chesed uverachamim, and it should not be chas v'shalom in an oifen of din. We should all be zeichet to believe Yerushalayim Yircha berachamim toshev, which indicates that it should be in a merciful way. No one should be hurt. No one should be harmed. And we should all go to Eretz Yisrael b'shleimus v'yavo Yaakov sholem, and after being masakin ourselves and coming there to Yerushalayim in an oifen of shoimrei bris, and in an oifen that Hashem is proud of us, and then we'll all be zeichet to the geula b'chesed of v'rachamim, and we'll all be zeichet to that immediately.